5 anni forse era veramente considerato un benedetto da Dio. Comunque si sentì chiamato a seguire il Signore nel deserto, udendo una liturgia, il Vangelo: se vuoi essere perfetto, va, vendi quello che possiedi e dalle ai poveri. Non affannatevi per il domani. Il suo esempio ebbe vasta risonanza e fu segnalato a tutta la Chiesa da Sant'Atanasio e considerato il padre di tutti i monaci di ogni forma di vita religiosa. Sensibile ai problemi del suo tempo, collaborò per il bene comune con i responsabili della vita ecclesiastica e civile. I copti, i siri, i bizantini ricordano il suo giorno natalizio, 17 gennaio. Nel nome del Padre, del Figlio e dello Spirito Santo. Amen. Il Signore che guidi i nostri cuori nell'amore e nella pazienza di Cristo sia con tutti voi. Fratelli, prima di celebrare questa Eucaristia, chiediamo perdono al Signore di tutti i nostri peccati. Signore, Tu sei la via che riconduce al Padre, abbi pietà di noi. Cristo, Tu sei la verità che illumini i popoli, abbi pietà di noi. Signore, Tu sei la vita che rinnova il mondo, abbi pietà di noi. Dio Onnipotente, abbia misericordia di noi, perdoni i nostri peccati e ci conduca alla vita eterna. Preghiamo. O Dio, che hai ispirato a Sant'Antonio Abate di ritirarsi nel deserto per servire in un nuovo modello di vita cristiana, concedi anche a noi, per sua intercessione, di superare i nostri egoismi per amare Te sopra ogni cosa, per il nostro Signore Gesù Cristo, Tuo Figlio, che è Dio e vi regna con Te nell'unità dello Spirito Santo per tutti i secoli dei secoli.
Dal libro di Samuele. In quei giorni si radunarono tutti gli anziani di Israele e vennero da Samuele a Rama. Gli dissero: tu ormai sei vecchio e i tuoi figli non camminano sulle tue orme. Stabilisci quindi per noi un re che sia nostro giudice, come avviene per tutti i popoli. Agli occhi di Samuele la proposta dispiacque, perché avevano detto: dacci un re che sia nostro giudice. Perciò Samuele pregò il Signore. Il Signore disse a Samuele: ascolta la voce del popolo, qualunque cosa ti dicano, perché non hanno rigettato te, ma hanno rigettato me, perché io non regni più su di loro. Samuele riferì tutte le parole del Signore al popolo che gli aveva chiesto un re. Disse: questo sarà il diritto del re che regnerà su di voi. Prenderà i vostri figli per destinarli ai suoi carri e ai suoi cavalli. Li farà correre davanti al suo cocchio. Li farà capi di migliaia e capi di cinquantine. Li costringerà ad arare i suoi campi, mietere le sue messi e a prestargli armi per le sue battaglie e attrezzature per i suoi carri. Prenderà anche le vostre figlie per far le sue profumiere e cuoche e fornaie. Prenderà pure i vostri campi, le vostre vigne, i vostri oliveti più belli e li darà ai suoi ministri. Sulle vostre sementi e sulle vostre vigne prenderà le decime e le darà ai suoi cortigiani e ai suoi ministri. vi prenderà i servi e le serve, i vostri armenti migliori e i vostri asini, e li adopererà nei suoi lavori. Metterà la decima sulle vostre greggi e voi stessi diventerete suoi servi. Allora griderete a causa del re che avete voluto eleggere, ma il Signore non vi ascolterà. Il popolo rifiutò di ascoltare la voce di Samuele e disse: «No, ci sia un re su di noi. Saremo anche noi come tutti i popoli. Il nostro re ci farà da giudice, uscirà dalla nostra testa e combatterà le nostre battaglie». Samuele ascoltò tutti i discorsi del popolo e li riferì all'orecchio del Signore. «Signore», disse a Samuele, «ascoltali, lascia regnare un re su di loro». Parola di Dio. Canterò in eterno l'amore del Signore. Beato il popolo che ti sa acclamare, camminerà, Signore, alla luce del tuo volto, esulta tutto il giorno nel tuo nome, si esalta nella tua giustizia. Perché tu sei lo splendore della sua forza e con il tuo favore innalzi la nostra fronte, perché del Signore è il nostro scudo, il nostro re del Santo di Israele. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Un grande profeta è sorto tra voi e Dio ha visitato il suo popolo.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Il Signore sia con voi. Dal Vangelo secondo Marco. Gesù entrò di nuovo a Cafarno dopo alcuni giorni. Si seppe che era in casa e si radunarono tante persone che non vi erano più posto neanche davanti alla porta, ed egli annunciava loro la parola. Si recarono da lui portando un paralitico sorretto da quattro persone. Non potendo però portarglielo innanzi a causa della folla, scoperchiarono il tetto nel punto dove si trovava e, fatta un'apertura, calarono la barella in cui si era adagiato il paralitico. Gesù, vedendo la loro fede, disse al paralitico: «Figlio, ti sono perdonati i peccati». Erano seduti là alcuni scribi e pensavano in cuor loro: «Perché costui parla così? Bestemmia! Chi può perdonare i peccati se non Dio solo?» E subito Gesù, conoscendo nel suo spirito che così pensavano tra sé, disse loro: «Perché pensate queste cose nel vostro cuore? Che cosa è più facile, dire al paralitico: ti sono perdonati i peccati, oppure dire: alzati, prendi la tua barella e cammina? Ora perché sappiate che il Figlio dell'uomo ha il potere di perdonare i peccati sulla terra, dico a te», disse al paralitico, «alzati, prendi la tua barella e va a casa tua». Quello si alzò subito e prese la sua barella sotto gli occhi di tutti e se ne andò. E tutti si meravigliavano e lodavano Dio, dicendo: «Non abbiamo mai visto nulla di simile». Parola del Signore. E vado a prendere il calcio che mi sono accorto non l'ho preparato. La storia della benedizione di Anna. Benedetto sei tu, Signore, Dio dell'universo. Dalla tua bontà abbiamo ricevuto questo pane, frutto della terra e del lavoro dell'uomo. Lo presentiamo a te perché diventi per noi cibo di vita eterna. Benedetto sei tu, Signore, Dio dell'universo. Dalla tua bontà abbiamo ricevuto questo vino, frutto della vita e del lavoro dell'uomo. Lo presentiamo a te perché diventi per noi bevanda di salvezza. Pregate, fratelli, perché il mio e vostro sacrificio sia gradito a Dio, Padre Onnipotente. Accetta, Signore, l'offerta del nostro servizio sacerdotale nel ricordo di Sant'Antonio Abate e fa che, liberi da ogni compromesso con il male, diventiamo ricchi di te, unico bene, per Cristo nostro Signore. Il Signore sia con voi. In alto i nostri cuori. Rendiamo grazie al Signore nostro Dio. È veramente cosa buona e giusta renderti grazie, innalzare a te l'inno di benedizione di lode, Dio onnipotente ed eterno, nei tuoi santi che per il regno dei cieli hanno consacrato la vita a Cristo tuo Figlio, noi celebriamo, Padre, l'iniziativa mirabile del tuo amore, poiché tu riporti l'uomo alla santità della sua prima origine e gli fai pregustare i doni che a lui prepari per nel mondo rinnovato. Per questo segno della tua bontà, uniti agli angeli santi, con voce unanime cantiamo l'inno della tua gloria. Santo, santo, santo è il Signore, Dio dell'universo, i cieli e la terra sono pieni. Padre veramente santo, fonte di ogni santità, santifica questi doni con l'effusione del tuo Spirito, perché diventino per noi il corpo e il sangue di Gesù Cristo nostro Signore. Egli, offrendosi liberamente alla sua passione, prese il pane e rese grazie, lo spezzò, lo diede ai suoi discepoli e disse: prendete e mangiatene tutti, questo è il mio corpo offerto in sacrificio per voi. Dopo la cena, allo stesso modo, prese il calice e rese grazie, lo diede ai suoi discepoli e disse: prendete e bevetene tutti, questo è il calice del mio sangue per la nuova ed eterna alleanza, versato per voi e per tutti in remissione dei peccati. Fate questo in memoria di me. Mistero della fede. Celebrando il memoriale della morte e risurrezione del tuo Figlio, ti offriamo, Padre, il pane della vita e il calice della salvezza, e ti rendiamo grazie per averci ammesso alla tua presenza a compiere il servizio sacerdotale. Ti preghiamo umilmente per la comunione al corpo e al sangue di Cristo, lo Spirito Santo ci riunisca in un solo corpo. Ricordati, Padre, della tua Chiesa diffusa su tutta la terra. Rendila perfetta nell'amore, in unione con il nostro Papa Francesco, il nostro Vescovo Antonio e tutto l'ordine sacerdotale. Ricordati dei nostri fratelli Gianni e Maria, che si sono addormentati nella speranza della resurrezione, e di tutti i defunti che si affidano alla tua clemenza, ammettili a godere la luce del tuo volto. Di noi tutti abbi misericordia, donaci di avere parte alla vita eterna insieme con la Beata Maria, Vergine e Madre di Dio, con San Giuseppe suo Sposo, con gli Apostoli, Sant'Antonio Abate e tutti i Santi che in ogni tempo ti furono graditi, e in Gesù Cristo tuo Figlio canteremo la tua gloria. Per Cristo, con Cristo e in Cristo, a te Dio Padre Onnipotente, nell'unità dello Spirito Santo, ogni onore e gloria per tutti i secoli dei secoli. Il Signore ci ha donato il suo Spirito. Con la fiducia e la libertà dei figli diciamo insieme: Padre nostro che sei nei cieli, sia santificato il tuo nome, venga il tuo regno, sia fatta la tua volontà come in cielo così in terra. Dacci oggi il nostro pane quotidiano e rimetti a noi i nostri debiti come noi li rimettiamo ai nostri debitori, e non ci indurre in tentazione, ma liberaci dal male. Liberaci, o Signore, da tutti i mali, concedi la pace ai nostri giorni, e con l'aiuto della tua misericordia vivremo sempre liberi dal peccato e sicuri da ogni turbamento, nell'attesa che si compia la beata speranza e venga il nostro Salvatore Gesù Cristo. Signore Gesù Cristo, che hai detto ai tuoi apostoli: vi lascio la pace, vi do la mia pace. Non guardare ai nostri peccati, ma alla fede della tua Chiesa, e donare unità e pace secondo la tua volontà, tu che vivi e regni nei secoli dei secoli.
Amen.
La pace del Signore sia sempre con voi. Scambiatevi un segno di pace. Agnello di Dio, che togli i peccati del mondo, abbi pietà di noi. Agnello di Dio, che togli i peccati del mondo, abbi pietà di noi. Agnello di Dio, che togli i peccati del mondo, abbi pietà di noi. Beati gli invitati alla cena del Signore. Ecco l'agnello di Dio che toglie i peccati del mondo. Il corpo e sangue di Cristo ci custodiscono per la vita eterna. Canto alla comunione 505. tu sei la mia vita. Preghiamo. O Signore, che reso vittorioso Sant'Antonio Abate nel duro scontro con il potere delle tenebre, concedi anche a noi, per la forza redentrice del tuo sacramento, riportare vittoria contro le insidie del maligno, per Cristo nostro Signore.
Amen.
Il Signore sia con voi. Benediciamo il Signore. Prendiamo l'immaginetta e dietro chi riesce a leggere, diciamo la preghiera di Sant'Antonio prima del saluto finale. Poi potete tenere l'immaginetta e portarla pure a casa. O gloriosissimo Sant'Antonio, esempio luminoso di penitenza e di fortezza cristiana, ardente di zelo per la salvezza delle anime e di carità per il bene del prossimo, voi che otteneste da Dio una speciale virtù di liberare l'aria, la terra, il fuoco e gli animali da ogni morbo e da ogni malefica influenza, fate che con una santa vita imitiamo le vostre eroiche virtù e che anche qua giù in terra sperimentiamo il vostro notevole patrocinio, ricevendo e copiose le vostre benedizioni su tutto ciò che serve per la nostra alimentazione e per i nostri lavori, sui corpi e sulle anime nostre. Gloria al Padre, al Figlio e allo Spirito Santo, come era nel principio, ora e sempre, nei secoli dei secoli. Amen. E la benedizione di Dio Onnipotente, Padre, Figlio e Spirito Santo, discenda su di voi e con voi rimanga sempre. Amen. La messa è finita, andate in pace. Ave.
Well, we're sitting in British Grove Studios in Chiswick in London, and this is the place where I feel privileged to come to work when I've got something to record. I built it over a number of years, and I'm very proud of the place. It's a wonderful place to come to work. But I don't come in here to write music, I come in here to record it. This is where I recorded this album, Tracker, which is just about to come staggering into the light.
And the chest all bonecker.
It's hard to know what's going on in your head when you're writing a song. Sometimes it's not until afterwards you realize what it was that attracted you to a song. Why you should find yourself writing something is one of the mysteries of it. And I must say it's one of the enjoyable mysteries, one of the fascinating mysteries of the whole thing. And I've learned over the years to let it happen and to find out more about it as you go in quite often. Privateering came about because I sort of saw myself that really, in a sense, that's how I saw the whole thing, my operation, and Tracker is a very similar sort of thing. You know, you're involved in tracking down a subject matter, you're involved in investigating the whole thing all the way around, and sometimes you're tracking around the world on tour. You're also tracking back in time. The question of time is much more important as I've got older, and some of the songs will, I hope, reflect all that. One of those, you just kind of chisel it down until you've got this sort of little circular melody. you know, one of the stupidest things I ever did in my life was smoking. But we were smoking. We just smoked because we were young, so we were indestructible. So that, the smoking was part of it. Laughs and jokes, and drinks and smokes, and no lights on the stairs. No lights on the stairs. Those buttons you press on the hole, and then the button would, you know, the light would stay on for 15 seconds before you had time to make it to the door or make it to whichever way it would be, and then you'd be plunged into darkness. We were young, so young, and always broke. Not that we ever cared. Not that we ever cared. Well, the holes in the wall were such a lot. Welcome to London town. But when you're new to it all and you think you're hot, you're not planning on hanging around. Yeah, it's a shanty vibe because, of course, all the guys join in. And again, that's another thing. They all join in singing because they're all there. If you were doing it by yourself, then that probably wouldn't have happened. They wouldn't have all joined in. One of the fun things about recording with a band is that you can get things that'll happen, like laughs and jokes and drinks and smokes. Well, obviously the song is written. I've written the song, but then when the band are in, I might get an idea, and people are putting their parts together and things happen. It's great when that happens. What I love is both approaches to a song. So either it'll be a band thing, or it'll be just me in the studio on my own with Guy on, maybe on some keyboards, or Guy engineering and just laying out a little map, and then me looking at the song and wondering what I'm going to do with it. You know, I'm one of the lucky ones who enjoys both things. So I've got to make a call with the song, whether I come in on my own and work it up that way, slowly, or whether I come in and get everybody at it. So it's wonderful to watch great players working together like that, and to be a part of it is brilliant. In fact, a band like that would let me get away with murder, because to them the singer is always right. So if I mess up, they're fine with it. I'm the guy that wrote it. With Wherever I Go, I ended up doing a duet with Ruth Moody, wonderful singer and songwriter herself. But so Ruth was over to sing on some songs on the album, and this one I started thinking would be really good for her. Again, the song came from a remark somebody made. It came from listening to a friend talking about how it didn't matter how long since he talked to a good friend, they would always just take up where they left off. It would always be great between them. They would always, and it's great to have friends like that, isn't it? There are people that you know you just take up with, and again after a long time away, and it's as if you've never been away. Place to the next, heaven knows why. But in the wild blue yonder, your star is fixed in my sky. Just another mile. She can sing. Never I'm going down the path. I don't feel in the night. There's a place in my heart, though we're far apart. Nigel Hitchcock, amazing sax player. The record actually does connect with quite a bit of reading. And that's always been the case with me, really, from the pretty much the beginning, is that if I'm reading something and it happens to coincide with the moon, in one way or another, with something else. You know, there are songs in the past where Sailing to Philadelphia or different kinds of songs where something I've been reading just crashes into, or Telegraph Road or something like that, which just crashes into where I am. And there's a collision and there's an idea. But I've found that any creative act engenders other creative acts. Once I've written a song, that walks out of the house and goes down the road and starts to influence other creative acts, create other creative acts. Yeah, when I was a kid, I had a job on a Saturday afternoon at the Evening Chronicle in Newcastle as a copy boy. I got 6 and 6 pence for working on a Saturday afternoon in the newspaper office. In the office, there was a strange guy who was quite clearly grumpy, quite clearly too old, quite clearly more eccentric than the regular guys who worked at the office themselves. And that turned out, as I found out, as I worked there, to be the poet Basil Bunting. And he fascinated me. And he was too old for the gig. He wasn't happy in that job. Obviously, there was something else that he'd rather be doing. Quite clearly, I've thought about him ever since, and I started to read his stuff, of course, as the years went by. And I realised that time was working its thing on him. And in some ways, when you're 14 and 15, you think you're just a bit of a jack and a lad, and the whole future is there for you. The whole world is waiting for you. And for Basil, it was a different deal. And of course, now I see the world much more from Basil's point of view. And really, that's about that. It's really, in a sense, it's a song about the two of us. And Basil, of course, went on to write this epic poem, Brick Flats, which got an awful lot of attention in the literary world and enabled him to leave the paper and to go for a while to America and enjoy some literary success. And it was considered to be the greatest epic poem since T.S. Eliot's, Wasteland. Saturday job pays 6 and 6 now. A copy boy at the Chronicle. 5 cigarettes and 2 silver half crowns. Mate and Vince at Martoni's in town. Boy, do we get around. So it's just like a 3-4 folk song. Basil sits there on the table for subs. But not a part of the Bryn Island Club. Ancient blue sweater, too old for the job. Bored out of his mind with the Collins and Bobs. I'm a jack and a lad, and I'm up for the world. And I've kissed the gates, hey girl. Ooh. Another thing that comes up in my songs quite a bit is gambling. And I don't know why it does, because I don't know why it should do that. That's that fascinating thing, and it's again, it's a transgression of sorts, which interests me. I would always be interested, though, in people who are compelled to do things, to do what they do. I think that is one of the most regular elements in what I'm writing about. A lot of the time, you've got to be compelled to do it. It wouldn't happen if it didn't. There's one that reminds me of a Dire Straits sound, and that's the song Beryl. which is about Beryl Bainbridge, because she was such an exceptional woman, exceptional writer in my view. And what's quite interesting about this Booker thing was that I was fascinated by the fact that she'd never won all these years, being put forward every single time. And I went through the book. I went on the Booker site and I started looking at all the judges, and just out of interest, and seeing what their qualifications were. Presuming that they were qualified, as much as you can be for something to do with the arts. And I noticed that an enormous amount of them were educated at Oxford. And Beryl was a working-class Liverpool girl who didn't go to university. I'm just going to leave it there. So, yeah, so Beryl is just a very simple thing, and like Sultans of Swing in D minor, with Beryl was on another level when she got a book and medal, she was dead in her grave. After all she gave. Beryl, you know, every time they'd overlook her when they gave her a book, she was dead in her grave. After all, she. Skydiver is more about that period to me, you know, when I was being introduced to, you know, as a teenager and being introduced to all that stuff, the Beatles and everything else. Do you remember, you know, what a day for it? So it goes. It still has that thing. I've been banned from every race course in the country. Something about the thing. So it's got that kind of guitar approach. But it's just about the artist type of guy. It was probably an amalgamation of a bunch of different artists. Sky. And I stuck my own harmonies on it when it. But then I think Ruth, when she was there, she added a little bit at the end, and it's really nice just to hear her voice cutting through over all the others. And you know, she just has that distinctive thing. I think she lends it something really special. But then Ruth does that when she sings. She'll do that. River Towns is the kind of song. It's another character song, which there's always a danger that I'll write a character song. And this is a young guy who is a mate on a tugboat on the American River System, Midwest American River System. It was just a writer that I discovered called Brees DJ Pancake, who committed suicide actually when he was a young guy. And it just struck me as being a big waste of a talent. And I think it was the fact that the loneliness of the boy at Christmas that must have resonated with me somehow. I do remember I was in a band and we'd had a gig in Penzance and the far end of the country, you know, and it was Christmas Day and I was hitchhiking home. And that's all I did then, was hitchhike all the time. And it was snow everywhere, and I got dropped off halfway up the country in a slip road. Up the top of the slip road, I'm looking all around. I can't, 360 degrees, there's just snow and nothing moving. And the sun's coming down on the snow, and I'm standing there, and I'm the only living thing. And I remember having a very clear idea about what I'd chosen to do, you know, my guitar in my bag. I think River Towns more deals with the issue of loneliness and how, you know, you realise when you read a great story like that, is how much of it there is in this world. To meet my boat, it ain't the life of Riley, but it's keeping me afloat. It's quiet over Christmas, If you got no place to go, I got my home from river rats, the only home I know. I found myself a fluff house, then I hit the streets at nine. Get some grub and drink a beer, maybe go down the line. These tips will take your money. So really, you're just a young guy alone at Christmas, and our tugboat hand on, I suppose you've got to find something in these characters that you can identify with. Yeah, the Lights of Taormina is one of the songs on the album, and I was thinking I would play some slide guitar on it, and the guitar that I ended up using for the song was is a 64 Stratocaster, with a pretty old thing, but it's a lovely guitar, and I actually used this guitar on the Sailing to Philadelphia record. It sort of found a new lease of life on the Tracker album, really, with being used as a slide, because it has a good sound. I'll see if I can play over it. I mean, I'll just give you an idea of whether... And again, I wouldn't know what I was going to play because I like to mix up improvisation with... Remember what it is.
There's laughter in the darkness, music floating in across the bay.
And it's on and on we go. It's nice when something comes back, because it's like seeing an old friend again and, realising it, there's more strings to its bow. It's a nice cycle that I live in terms of having fun, and because I'm lucky in the sense that if there is a cycle of events where you write a song, you record a song, and then you go and play it to people, if you enjoy the whole cycle, then it makes you a pretty lucky guy. It's not everybody enjoys the whole deal. Life gets pretty full when you're enjoying what you're doing, and then unexpected things will happen as well. And if you have tours planned, and then unexpected things happen, you have to fit them in between. In my case, there were a couple of Bob Dylan tours that, Bob came and was asking about whether we could do. And so I did a European tour with Bob, and then an American tour. And they were added to the tours that were on the board already to do. The tours with Bob Dylan, I hadn't expected to turn up, but they did. So that changed the recording schedule, and it'll probably change the album too, when I eventually got back into the studio. I'm glad that all of that happened, because I think that will have informed some of the stuff on Tracker too. I'm very much into touring. Having this little shit together is a big deal. It's a big fun thing for me, and I feel very at home. It's not something that I'd endure. It's something I enjoy very much. Getting out onto the road with some of these songs, and seeing what it does to people, and that's part of the joy of it. It's particularly nice to see the big tough guys crying. I always think that's funny when you get a big tough guy and the family's brought him, or somebody's brought him, and he's got his arms folded, and it's, obviously, well, this is about them, and at the end they're all... doing that with you, and you can see the tears coming down. It's good. Good feeling. But the thing is, if you've energized somebody, you've been positive, or you've sensitized somebody, and you've made a difference, it's a creative act that you drop it in the well, and the ripples go out, and you never know what's going to come back.